7/13, for a number of people, Valentine's Day triggered talk of being addicted to chocolate. It can happen, as WTOP's Man About Town, Bob Madigan, learned.
Here at a David Lynch Foundation symposium for mental health professionals on the real possibility of there being an actual addiction to food.
We already had inklings of this, but we didn't have the neuroscience yet.
One of the speakers, my fitness doc, Pamela Peek, MD, who told of new research with animals which found that foods containing lots of sugar, salt, or fat can trigger the same brain receptors that are triggered by addictive drugs.
There is no cure with addiction. There's only recovery. And that's a very important point here.
Dr. Peek has suggested transcendental meditation to her patients with food addictions because she says TM helps them with both being vigilant about diet and reining in impulse.
Because you need that vigilance, because without the vigilance, you'll drop everything.
Except, of course, pounds.
So exciting that we don't have all the answers, but boy, is this provocative to say the least.
Dr. Pamela Peek's next book to be released soon is about food addiction called The Hunger Fix. Bob Madigan, WTOP News.
Quick reminder about a school closing this morning. Bannockburn Elementary School in Bethesda is closed today because of a broken sanitary sewer pipe in the street.